aside from this Magna Carta discussion today, because I think it's a very, very significant anniversary. But I'm an absolute newborn. I'm a complete novice in all these things, particularly the digital age and the future. My friend has just done a documentary about previous elections, which are going to be the last ones that are going to be run like this. In the future, it's all going to be run on computers in the digital age. And it gives us huge possibilities, but we obviously don't have a handle on it at all yet. And so here I am to learn as much as I can. And I've been talking with my neighbour about pollution, because that's our interest group at the moment.
Yeah. Magna Carta is the envy of the world. That is what, I mean, our Magna Carta is the one, the fundamental used in very many countries in the world, including USA. But the sad fact of the matter is that today's event is about internet and modern technology. The sad fact of the matter is there are 8 million people in this country computer illiterate. The theme today is unlock democracy. Actually, 18 million people are shutting out from democracy, so we are actually not unlocking, we are actually locking. We are not really addressing the deprivation of these people who are computer illiterate. And incidentally, according to the latest statistics I have read, the over 60 population increase by this year to 50%. But I think it is less than 50% now. But the people who are computer illiterate is predominantly from these people.
Includes me.
No. So anyway, I'm not sure, but
yes.
I am struggling hard, you know, about familiarizing computer I used, and I had a little computer problem, for example, and I bought a new Lenovo, but I couldn't connect to the internet. And the service provider couldn't help. And the place where I bought, they couldn't help. And I took it to my nephew, my computer was working. But when I bring it home, not working. Eventually, day before yesterday, I found it by myself. Because there is a modem. I don't know how I thought. This clicked to my head. Why don't we change that thing? I changed that, you know, there is a little modem come out of the telephone box. I took that out and renewed a new one that is working then. So anyway, even some of the old people accidentally find modern technology. And I hope our pundits will address this issue. And another thing they are not addressing is immigration, you see. As far as immigration is concerned, so I'll give you one example. One company, Indian company, invested over $1 billion, you know, at the time of austerity. Hardly Nigel Farage mentioned a thing. I'm of Indian origin. Indians create more job in this country than the number of Indians. Why can't we address this positive thing, including the time of Magna Carta? But unfortunately, in my lifetime this happened. I was born in the empire. At that time, British Empire was the biggest empire in history. But in my lifetime, I have seen disintegration of empire. Now I regret to see disintegration of Britain as well, because the Scottish, you have seen referendum, marginally we won. But on the other hand, 56 out of 59 is SNP. So there is a chance for them to get their own new referendum. I hope they're not going to do it, but I'd like to see United Kingdom as it is remaining and part of Europe.
One more question. If there was going to be one clause that you feel would be in a modern Magna Carta, what clause would that be?
Hang on. Okay.
I like to see retaining the universal human right subject to one condition. One changes I would like to see is this. If there is any undesirable in this country who came to this country when we accepted them, And at the same time, if they are trying to destroy our culture, destroy us, you know, killing our own people, and we must have some mechanism to get rid of them. That is one of the biggest challenge used by UKIP. I hope you agree with me.
Okay. And how about you?
I have one word. I think when you unlock democracy, I hope it means transparency. I don't think we have transparency here and now. And I need to dig very, very deeply to get to a beginning of the understanding of a lot of issues so that I can really take a clear decision about things.
Fantastic.
Believe me, you take any organization anywhere in this world, whether it is politics or culture, always clique culture. I hope you understand by clique culture. And a small number of people come forward and they hijack the majority interest for the clique advantage, for their own advantage. I think it is impossible to eliminate clique culture, but if we can ameliorate, not necessarily to eliminate, but if we can ameliorate, I would be the happiest man in this world. Because he said about transparency, you see. Transparency is hidden by this clique culture for their own advantage.
Thank you both very much.
My pleasure.